Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what can gather. Your fever dream, can't you see, getting closer. Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a preacher in the pulpit and your blind devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall. It's holding all that you know. So tell me, do you want?
Hope you're all well. just wanted to say Merry Christmas to everyone and hope you have a happy and a prosperous new year. Remember, we're the best. Cream always rises to the top. Be lucky, everyone, and I'll see you all in the new year. Bye for now.
Hi everyone, how you doing? This is John, also known as Parker Cabby. Just want to wish everybody who's listening a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hopefully you all have a lovely time over Christmas and get ready for a very busy new year for the taxi trade, where we're going to continue fighting. So yeah, have a great Christmas, see you soon.
Like I say, a big hello from me, Scott Woolsey, and the Taxi App team to all you London Taxi Radio listeners. I'd also like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year, with special thanks to all those drivers that have supported us here at Taxi App.
Hello, Lenny Effridge here, aka Lenny the Pen, wishing all those at London Taxi Radio a special, fantastic, wonderful Christmas and a happy, gorgeous new year, especially those who man the controls. Sean Paul Day, Sean Connery Paul Day, and my ex-girlfriend, Myrna, born to be a pain in the ass, who threw me over for some handsome Dan. Hope you all have a great time, and God bless.
London Taxi Radio, the station just for cabbies.
Soundbite of you all saying
all together.
This is the drivers from Camley Street wishing everyone on London Taxi Radio.
Wishing everybody out there.
Out there, right, yeah. Right. Everyone out there.
Is there any money?
No, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Come on. Hold this. Mickey Trainer, come on. What are they saying, Jim? Tell them what to say, then I'll count them in.
You've got to say...
Berman's in, Mick.
We wish you a Merry
Christmas. Oh, there
Christmas.
You go.
Are you going to be sure?
Melvin, Melvin, come on.
I'm Jewish.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Still sing.
This is the third coming.
Hanukkah. No.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh. Okay, what are you going to say?
Okay.
What
are
we saying?
I wish you...
To everybody out there,
from the drivers in Camden Street,
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Happy Christmas. Merry
whatever you like. Three, two, one.
Merry Christmas.
To all the drivers out there,
very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. On rate three.
The world of we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, that went down well.
With your Steven Spielberg filled.
Good afternoon, lovely listeners. It is Christmas Day. We finally made it, I think. Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's very calm out there. I did have to drive a little bit early this morning, and it was one of those days when you think, oh, wouldn't it be nice if the traffic was like this all the time? There was literally a hush in the air, you know, there was no sound at all. Mind you, you've got to be careful because the road's so clear, and I mean, the A13 was absolutely, there was no one on it, then you could easily speed, can't you? Because it is so clear, you forget. So, got to watch that. But other than that, well, it is Christmas Day. It is the most joyous day of the year. So how about you? How are you spending Christmas? Are you spending it with loved ones, long-term partner, friends? Because I know Christmas can be a bit of an obligation sometimes, can't it? Especially if you've had a long-term partner or you're married, because you tend to do alternative years, don't you? Spend it with one year, spend it with another the next year. Or is it harmonious? That'd be good to hear, wouldn't it? Harmony. Unbelievable, just like the cab trader. But yeah, well, maybe not at times. I think we are. I think we can come through when it's called for, don't you? But yeah, looking forward to next year, but also looking back on this year. And it is interesting, isn't it? Because there's a lot of fantastic things come out of, well, you could say out of bad comes good. And what we have been waiting for is a lot of initiatives. And it was definitely 2018, if nothing else, will go down as the year of initiatives, won't it? Things like the Mish Condorea compensation case, that's forthcoming. The UTAG case is ongoing and gaining incredible momentum, so you've got to get on board of that. And the Lone Ranger, Chris Johnson, is still spearheading the tribunal case against My Taxi. Now, these are great initiatives. These are what we always wanted. We always wanted to be vindicated, didn't we? We always wanted to get them in the dock. We always wanted justice. And that's what 2018 should be remembered for. The start of initiatives. Now, it's a long journey, isn't it? No doubt about it. It's going to be a very long journey. And we've got to have a lot of patience, because that's something we don't have. I'm sure you know, we're all ADHD, aren't we? But it wasn't diagnosed back in the day, was it? They just said, oh no, he's just had too much sugar. And I'm a case in point, because I know that sugar makes me very naughty even today. So I've got to be a bit careful with sugar, because I do become very boisterous. You know, and I think back in the day, it just wasn't diagnosed. So none of us have patience. And the thing is, with a legal system, you got to have patience a little bit, haven't you? But at least we know, and although I think going into the new year, there's the anxiety of what will happen, at least we know that there's an underpinning of things that are in place that we would have called for. And not only that, this is what they called for as well, isn't it? Because they said, well, if you've got a problem with that, you could take us to court. Well, you know what? We are doing, because that is the way they operate. That's the way everybody operates now. So I think to go into the new year without any initiatives would be strange, because I think that's what's expected and that's what we need to step up to. And we can't leave it to anybody else either. So I think we need to take responsibility and say, right, this is me. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to represent the cab trade. I'm going to be there at the forefront of whatever is needed. And I think that's the case. And I think with that outlook, at least we go into the new year with a sense of drive, a sense of positivity, and crucially, a sense of perspective with what we are going for. And we haven't had that before. So I think that's a good thing. And for today, we can relax back on it, knowing it is in place, can't we?
I thought you were someone. If this station isn't your cup of coffee,
then drink tea.
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 Tea. Drink tea.
Ooh. Drink tea.
Drink tea.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
100% music. 100% news. 100% information.
Yeah.
100% guaranteed.
Loving this.
Thought you might say that.
And if we take Christmas Day for what we celebrate it for and at face value, then it is symbolic of the birth of Jesus Christ, isn't it? And I know there's a lot of you out there with very young families, and that must be fantastic. The sense of anticipation on their faces when perhaps for the first time they realise it's Christmas or understand what Christmas is about, and the anticipation of Santa having been and left them a present or presents. Unbelievable, absolute unbelievable experience to see your child, be it your son or your daughter, come downstairs for the first time in the anticipation that they was going to receive a present by this mystery man that comes in the night. And I remember all the while we was growing up, all the while we believed in Santa Claus, and why wouldn't we believe in Santa Claus, huh? But we would come downstairs, both me and my sister, and downstairs we'd have these two like big paper Christmas bags, and we had these bags all the while we was growing up, and they would have presents in it. And I remember the night before, I was absolutely could not sleep, restless, I imagine like your children are now, and I would call out, is it time to get up yet, is it time to get up, just with this anticipation. It was almost this brink of anxiety that I couldn't wait any longer. Invariably I could, and we would go downstairs. It must be horrendous for the parents trying to get some sleep on Christmas Eve. Absolutely horrendous. But we would go downstairs, and there, invariably, every year was these bags with presents in. And you know, we all come from good working stock, don't we? Good working class stock. And our parents would had to conscientiously really thought about how they was going to provide for Christmas. You know, that's what they would have had to have thought. And as a child, you don't recognise wealth, do you? You don't know how poor you are, if you are poor. And we all come, like I said, from working class stock. But they would be there as night follows day, as day follows night, presents. And it was absolutely amazing. And I remember my sister. My sister used to take it really slowly. She used to peel back a little bit of the wrapping paper and then peel back a little bit more. Me, if there was a number of presents there, it would have been open within a second because I would just unwrap them, discard whatever it was, unwrap the other, discard whatever it was. And it was only after I'd played with the boxes. But that's how it goes for everyone, isn't it? But like I said at the top of the show, we made it. It is the 25th of December, 2018, Christmas Day. We'd love you to stay tuned to London Taxi Radio. And there's live streaming coming up after this, courtesy of the one and only London Taxi Radio's very own Mick the Brit. We have a lot of sound bites from you, the drivers, and an absolute gem from Taxi Leak's Jim Thomas. Eddie Nestor from BBC London's Drive Time caught up with the goings-on at Russell Square Cab Shelter. You don't want to miss that. And talking about initiatives, there are Cabbies Do Killy, a fantastic group of five overweight cabbies that are taking on the challenge of climbing Kilimanjaro in September. Will they do it? Will they lose the weight? I think they will. They've got ambition. They've got drive. And there is this. If you haven't spent 99 pence already, you should do so.
When the snowman brings the snow.
'cause Christmas ain't Christmas without you. Walk in the park, the bells they ring up in the spire, warming ourselves around an old log fire. I close my eyes and I can see the vision of what you mean to me. 'Cause Christmas ain't Christmas without you.
And mention the name of the Scottish play.
Oh, never fear, I shan't do that.
By the Scottish play, I assume you mean Macbeth.
Hot potato, all the stores, but we may commence.
What was that?
You were exorcising evil spirits. Being but a mere butler, you will not know the great theatre tradition that one does never speak the name of the Scottish play.
What, Macbeth?
Ah! Hot potato, officer's horse, but we may commence. Ah!
Oh, Lord, you mean you have to do that every time I say Macbeth?
Ah! Hot potato, officer's horse, but we may commence. Ah! Will you please stop saying that? Always call it the Scottish play.
So you want me to say the Scottish play?
Yes!
Rather than Macbeth.
Ah! Hot potato, officer's horse, but we may commence. Ah!
Yeah? Say, what is all this hullabaloo, all this shouting and screaming and yelling blue murder? Why, it's like that play we saw the other day. What was it called?
Macbeth,
sir? Ah! Hot potato, officer's horse, pack will make
amends. Ah! No. It was called Julius Caesar.
Oh, yes, of course. Julius Caesar. Not Macbeth.
Hot potato, officer's horse, pack will make amends.
Christmas ain't Christmas without you.
We spoke earlier, didn't we, about the joys of having family around at Christmas. But of course, there are always those who don't have any family and will be spending Christmas alone. And if you know someone, maybe it's a neighbour, maybe it's a friend you haven't spoken to for a while, if you know they are spending Christmas alone and would value a little bit of company, then maybe you should pay them a visit.
Driving home for Christmas.
I know Christmases are very different for me because in October 2017, my father passed away. And so Christmases could never be the same again, could they? We wasn't in the mindset last year to really be in the spirit of Christmas. But this year is different because my mother's come away to visit me, which is a first. Usually we went back to the family home because that's where my sister was. That's where my nephew and my nieces are. So we celebrated it there. But even they are grown up now. And so my mother decided to come away and visit me, and we are going round to friends. So it's a very different Christmas for us. But certainly I know if you're spending it alone, then maybe they would really value, just for a short while, a little visit from someone they know. And the cab shelter in Russell Square is about doing just that.
118 sleepers, rough sleepers, have died in the capital since October 2017. It's not that long ago, actually. And the figures from the Bureau of Investigative Journalism are believed to be on the low side, and there could be even more. Russell Square cab shelter keeper Katie Simmons has found a way to help tackle this problem. She's been serving free Christmas lunch to homeless and lonely veterans today. It's supported by the taxi charity who've donated money to cover the cost of the food. We'll talk to the charity in a little while. First, Katie, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's not that cold today, is it?
No, it is cold. Believe me, when you're outside for quite a few hours, it is cold. But we've been very lucky that we've had a heater donated, so that's really helped us today.
What's the Russell Square cab shelter? Tell me about that.
Right, the Russell Square cab shelter is... it was established in 1901. That was in the Haymarket. Then it was moved to Russell Square. I've been the shelter keeper for 5 years, and obviously we serve London cabbies, which are the best. And I'm really proud of serving them because I just feel they're not, it's not a job, it's a tradition. And they are so supportive of everything that we do with charity. They support us every year, and we just try to help them back. I mean, apart from doing them breakfast,
they're evil people.
They're evil people
who think they can buy their way into heaven by doing one kind act a year, Katie.
No, they do lots of kind acts. There's actually six charities that are run by London taxi drivers. The taxi charity for the military veterans. Then you've got the charity for the underprivileged children, the Albany.
They go on and on. No, they do that trip. I keep threatening one year that I'll go with
them. Oh, please do it. Honestly, you would love it.
How's the day been going so far?
The day's been really good. We've had some veterans. We've had some cabbies that are retired veterans. We've had homeless people. We've had passers-by. So many people have donated.
Why have you gone specifically for the veterans?
Probably because of the 100 years, and also we're really passionate at the moment about mental health. And I know everybody's doing the mental health thing, and there's a lot of publicity with television adverts and even Prince Harry. You know, everybody's trying to get that out there, but we feel that a lot of the people on the streets, you know, that have mental health problems are not really getting the help. It's so difficult, and I understand the difficulty on, you know, drawing military veterans in. They can be quite sort of closed people. They don't really want to talk about it, and it is difficult to break the ice with them. So we thought by getting some veterans, and that would sort of bring them together, that they know what they're talking about. I mean, we want to help, but I've never been in the army. So, you know, I can offer food, but I don't understand where they're coming from.
Hold on, Katie. You're offering more than food. You're offering kindness. You're offering love. And I bet you can bend a couple of ears as well, can't you?
Oh, I'm definitely good at that. I get it from my dad.
What are you doing Christmas Day then?
Christmas Day I'm off. I mean, last year the Cadman Shelter Fund are really good, and they support us every year, and we do feed the homeless every Christmas. And this is our fifth year, but obviously the military charity we want to do this year. Next year we may choose something else. But what I've found is there's, you know, everybody says something bad about London and the money and just the way it is and people don't care and they're busy with their life. But that's not true. If you actually ask for help, you do get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many people have come forward. I've had cabbies picking up the veterans. I've had a cabbie that spent the whole day in a Santa suit and got ribbed by his mates, you know. There's a lot of kindness out there, and people in general can be very kind. They really can.
Yeah, they just need a nudge. Katie,
yeah.
Merry Christmas to you. God bless you. You're doing a brilliant thing, and we love to hear you on the radio. You and I will definitely talk again. I promise you that. Katie, thanks so much.
It's Angie from UTAG here. I'd just like to wish a very happy Christmas and a happy new year to all the guys and girls from every single corner of this trade, from every org and no org at all, who have backed UTAG to secure our trade. The response has been overwhelming. And so far, as you know, we've only done social media. Our PR teams will be hitting the ranks, you know, big time in very early January to get to the majority of the trade who aren't on social media. So hopefully the 13th of February, when we're in the High Court, we'll see the start of a renaissance in our trade. Stop the rot that's been thrown at us by TFL and put us back where we belong, the best in the world. So thanks, my love. Thank you very much. Thank you both. And I'll see you soon.
From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Christmas is nearly upon us. I'd like to take this chance to thank all the drivers out there who've done so much this year to support the taxi charity for military veterans. Without all of you, the charity would be as naught. So on behalf of all the committee, all the veterans, if I may be so bold, I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. On a personal level, I would also like to thank all the drivers who do so much for me. I feel very spoilt by you all, and I thank you very warmly for all the acts of kindness and thoughtfulness that I get. It's been a peculiar year, hasn't it, with some bits of good news and some bits of bad news, but you are, in my view, beyond the best in the world. I've made some fantastic friends in the cab trade, and I'm looking forward to the most positive outcomes for you in 2019. And wish everybody a very happy year, very happy Christmas, and let's hope that the new year brings some real positives for London's fantastic cab trade. Thank you very much.
God rest you, Mary.
Broadcasting from a secret location. You're tuned to
London Taxi Radio.
Hello, everybody. Here I am with Ursula.
Good evening.
Merry Christmas to all of you. We are doing our little Christmas special today.
We are. We're jingling those bells.
Yes. We have visited some unusual places for us. No.
We have visited. We were with Rudolph and he showed us the sights.
Yes, he did. She's still stroking Rudolph.
Stroking his hand.
He loves it.
Oh, my.
He loves it. Anyway, by the way, we end up...
Well, first of all, we went to see A Christmas Carol, didn't we?
Yes,
the
we
old
did.
Vic.
Yes, we did. And it was absolutely wonderful evening. It was a wonderful performance.
It was a brilliant production. We
yes.
enjoyed watching Ebenezer Scrooge
yes.
strutting his funky stuff on the stage and getting scared by various ghosts.
Oh, yeah, I was very scared. I need a couple of shots of vodka after this, just to kind of...
to be serious, it's a really, really brilliant production of a really, really brilliant novel based
yes.
on the ideas of redemption. And I was watching a programme the other day and it was saying Dickens was really, really influenced by the issues of child poverty at the time.
Yes.
It's got lots of relevance for today,
hasn't
it?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think with today's society as well.
Yeah, and when you look at Tiny Tim, that... sort of fragile creature. You think of Myrna when you look at him, don't
absolutely
you?
I
fragile
know.
Delicate
I know
and quiet
I know
but it was a really good production.
I better say nothing now.
Exactly.
Anyway, then we went to actually I took her in the cab.
She did.
I took her in the cab to show her A Christmas Light
of Oxford Street. It was
and Regent Street.
Yep.
You
yep.
loved it. You loved
I
oh, mind
did,
you
but
you've
I was
seen
still
it before.
Annoyed that I don't know who turned them on this year. I know Rita Ora did it last year. Who did it this year? Rudolph tells me it wasn't him. Who could it have been?
I don't know, but we can put like some sort of a prize out. Whoever first come up with the answer.
And tells us who did it.
Yes,
they,
I don't know.
They win the booby prize. I don't know what the booby prize is.
Oh, okay.
Could be stroking Rudolph.
Your boobs or something.
We'll gloss quickly over that one. On to our final experience, which was Myrna.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was Winter Wonderland. I never thought... that I would like to visit that place until I find out they have Bavarian market with lots of beers.
You should have seen her little face light up.
It's lit up like a Christmas tree.
She went running into that tent, yodeling.
I was
yodeling. You couldn't drag her out. She was sampling all the different beers.
It was wonderful. I didn't need anybody around me. I woke up yodeling next day and I had a wonderful experience.
She did. She didn't sample any of the other delights in Winter Wonderland, which are varied. I think you can go ice skating, can't you?
Yes, but
there's
not...
a comedy club
yes.
there. There's things for kids. But no, Myrna didn't care about those.
No. I have found my niche.
She was rooted on the spot.
Anyway, it was a wonderful...
I mean, 24 hours later, Rudolph and I went to collect her, and there she was. We took her home. There she was, slumped over Rudolph's hand.
Yodeling
in a bizarre manner that only Myrna can do.
I know, I still haven't forgot the evening. Anyway, we wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
And we hope that in the new year things are going to change for us. Because we really want to run Sean Paul Day for Mayor.
We do.
We do. We still didn't really ask for his permission, but this is our plan.
We don't need his permission.
No, I don't think we do. No.
No.
So, Sean Paul Day.
For London Mayor.
Yes.
Yay. Happy
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Well, now I'm gonna teach you how to yodel just like me. It's easy when you're singing to go yodel-o-dee. First you take a deep breath and it's K-O-1-2-3. Then you'll hear yodel if you listen close to me. Yeah, this is how to yodel. Yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee. This is how to yodel. Yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee.
Taxi Radio, bringing a tingle to your ears.
This week's news headlines from Taxi Leaks News Desk. The big story this week is Uber's workers' rights appeal, which they've lost. But it's not over yet. They've been given leave to appeal to the Supreme Court. Back in the news this week are the Listen Grow Pod. The Muggins have escalated, even though four of the members have been arrested, but they've been bailed and they're back out on the street and they're back to their old ways of mugging cab drivers. Other news this week, the cab trade stands stunned as they find out the mayor is considering reducing the age limit from 15 years to 12 years on older taxis. If you rent a taxi and you think, well, this doesn't really affect me, it does, because we've spoken to garage owners this week who tell us that if they have to get rid of all their older taxis, they will be putting their prices up by 20%. So if you're paying £200 a week for a cab, you soon could be paying £240 a week. After a meeting with Mike Brown and Chris Grayling, Uber's CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, has given his permission for Uber and other PH drivers to be charged a congestion charge. This on the understanding that Uber minibuses will be able to use bus lanes. Perhaps this is why TfL are so keen on getting rid of taxis from bus lanes to make way for Uber's on-demand minibus service.
Ah, good evening.
Good evening.
Tickle your body with a feather tonight.
I beg your pardon.
I said particularly grotty weather tonight.
Oh, yes.
I say, that sweater looks a little risky.
Pardon?
I say, I'd better have a little whiskey.
Oh, yes, I thought you said something about my jumper.
No, that's very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Mustn't get hiccups or they'll fall out.
What did you say?
I just heard the cricket score. They're all out. Now, who's this silly arse with an ugly daughter?
I beg your pardon?
I say, would you kindly pass the jug of water? Thanks awfully, you dozy fish face.
What?
I said, thanks, awfully cosy this place.
You don't mind my saying so. You seem to be saying things other than what you say you're saying, if you see what I mean.
Ah, well, that's a moustache, you see. It tends to muffle my voice somewhat. The wife likes it so, otherwise I'd shave it off and drown it in the sink.
Otherwise you'd what?
I'd shave it off. I'm sounding indistinct. Yes. You're a nice little girl, aren't you? Do you drop them for a friend? I said, have you dropped in on your friend?
Oh, no, he's my boss. He's an accountant.
Oh, well, that accounts for it, yeah. I see. My name is Collinson, by the way. I sell long hooters to alligators.
You what?
I sell computers and calculators. So this is your secretary, what?
Yes, yes. We're working late at the office.
Going back for a squeeze and a cuddle?
Yes, going back the VATs and a muddle. She is my new secretary. I had to sack the last one.
She ignored your advances.
Yes, she was a bore at dances. Yes.
I suppose this one's a right little goer.
Yes, she does write a little slower, but I don't worry at all.
I can see her sort, yes. She's one of the Mad with Desire Brigade.
Strange that you should realise that.
What?
Her dad's with the Fire Brigade. I want to look up your skirt and down your dress. I want to look up Lord Burton's town address.
I think that's somewhere in my drawers.
Oh, that sounds like an invitation. If I were you, I'd lurch through those doors and get her back to the office.
Yes, I'll search through her drawers and get her a bag of toffees.
Funny sort of chap.
Yes, but let's talk about you. You'll never drown with those water wings.
I beg your pardon.
I say you ought to wear brown with those sort of things.
It's not really your moustache. You're actually saying those things, aren't you?
Well, just trying to drum up a bit of trade, that's all.
What sort of trade?
I sell deaf aids.
Pardon?
Oh, good.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories come calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. This is Jim Thomas from Taxi Leaks, wishing all our listeners at London Taxi Radio a very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Hi everybody, this is Joe the Holborn Cab. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you who follow and who listen to London Taxi Radio a very Merry Christmas and a wonderfully Happy New Year. And thank you also from myself and Parker Cabby for all the wonderful comments and pats on the back we got during our recent demos. Keep up the good work, guys, and we'll see you all very, very soon.
Meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties.
Hi guys, this is Rosh from Cabbies Do Kilimanjaro. Just would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you for supporting Cabbies Do Killy for the last few months. We've got lots planned for next year, and we will continue to keep London Taxi Radio updated. Thank you very much, Myrna, for all your support, and thank you, Matt, of course, to the wonderful Sean Paul Day, without which there'll be no taxi trade. So thank you, Sean, and thank you, Myrna, and thank you everyone at London Taxi Radio, from all the guys at Cabbies Do Killy, and just to wish you all a very happy time over the festive period.
Marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
Nick the Brit here, wishing you a very Merry Christmas to you, our London Taxi Radio listener. Thank you for your support and have a great 2019.
There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time.
I would merely like to mention,
if I may,
that our unanimous attitude is one of lasting gratitude for what our friend has done for us today. And therefore, I would simply like to say...
We are quickly drawing to a close here at London Taxi Radio, but like I said, you can listen to the live stream on the website, londontaxiradio.co.uk, and that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All that is left is for me to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for your kindness and your support this last year. London Taxi Radio wouldn't be anything without you. And just so you know, I'm not going anywhere. Like I say, the fight hasn't even entered the ring yet. But before then, Have a joyous and peaceful Christmas, and I will see you out there on the mean street.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. It sounds a bit bizarre, the things the way they are. I feel as if another life's begun for me.
And if I had a cannon, I would fire it to end us all the celebration touch. But since I left me cannon alone, I simply have to say
thank you very, very, very much.